There's a quiet shift that begins to happen in many women's lives as they grow older. Not louder, not dramatic, but subtle. A shift in how we see ourselves and how we see the world around us. For a long time, many of us are taught directly or indirectly that our lives revolve around expectations. Expectations about who we should be, how we should behave, what we should want, and when we should achieve it. And for women, those expectations often come with timelines. By a certain age, you should have figured out your career. By a certain age, you should be married. By a certain age, you should have children. By a certain age, you should be settled, stable, and secure. And if your life doesn't follow that script, the world starts asking questions. But one of the most powerful lessons womanhood has been teaching me is that sometimes growth is not about adding more things to your life. Sometimes it is about removing the things that were never meant to define you in the first place. So, welcome to Womanhood 101, classes in session. Wagwan, 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 wasup, how are you? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How you feeling? I'm super excited. I hope you're excited as me by the time you've pressed listen on this episode, because I'm super excited. It's Women's Day. It's a beautiful day to be a Black woman. It's a beautiful day to be an African woman. It's just a beautiful day to be a woman. So happy International Women's Day to all the women out there. Oh my God. Actually, before we start, scratch the previous episode where I said that was the Women's Day episode. Now this is the official Women's Day episode. I was like, bruh, no way I'm letting Women's Day go by without me recording a little thing for my girlies. So welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. This is episode 156 and I am your host, Awino Awiti. So where should we begin? Oh, the class is in session. I was just thinking about Women's Day and everything that goes around about being a woman. Because damn, it is not easy being a woman, man. That's why I named this episode Womanhood 101. Because man, I feel like there should just be a course that teaches women how to be women. Because baby, in this world of patriarchy, it's so difficult to be a woman. But before we begin the episode, shout out to Zuri Awards. The gala was amazing. The event was so amazing. Shout out to all the winners. Shout out to all the honorees. Shout out to everyone, man. Shout out to all the women out there doing great things. I see you and the world definitely sees you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing your stuff. Keep at it, okay? So this episode is about the things that I think we should decenter as women. The things that I think every woman in this world should decenter. As you step into womanhood, these are the things that I feel like all women should decenter. Okay, so number one on the list, decenter your age. Oh, we need to talk about age. I don't know, age and women, it's such a broad topic. Age and women, aging and women, it's such a broad topic. But the first thing you need to decenter as a woman is decenter your age. Decenter yourself from external timelines. We face a lot of timeline pressure as women because women are often told that certain things must happen by a certain age. Like, who said? Who said? I mean, when it comes to career success, there are people who wanted to shame women and tell us that when you get to 30, your value decreases as a woman. Man, shame on those people. Shame on the society. In this podcast, we have unlearned shame. Don't let your age define your success, define your career success. Don't let your age define what you should do, what you should achieve, what you should and what you shouldn't do. Don't let age define your beauty. Some people were trying to lie to us. The society was trying to lie to us that as a woman, when you get older, the older you get, the more your value decreases, man. Shame on those people, because I can't even wait to get to my 30s. I can't wait to get to my 40s. I can't wait to just get older, man. Women are often told that certain things must happen by a certain age: career success, marriage, children, financial stability. And that creates anxiety and the feeling of falling behind. But life is not a race. Life is not a race with a universal clock. Everyone has their own time. So you need to decenter external timelines as a woman. Decenter that entire ideology that you're too late. That doesn't exist in our world. Everyone has their own timeline. Everyone has their own clock. Many women carry silent fears. Am I too old to start something new? Am I too late to pursue my dream? Did I miss my moment? Decentering age means realizing growth and reinvention have no deadline. If you listen to my previous episode about the unfolding, it's basically about decentering timeline, decentering deadlines and whatever, because sometimes you're told you need to do something at this certain age, but life unfolds slowly by slowly. As you grow older, things happen. The different phases that you go through as a woman, those are different for each woman out there. So you should be able to start again, start as many times as you want as a woman, and start again without shame. Redefine yourself, reinvent yourself as many times as you want. The previous episode, if you listen to it, make sure you listen to the previous episode about the unfolding. How I was telling you that life transforms in different phases. The phases that you go through as a woman, as a human being, they equally define you. They lead you to who you are supposed to be. So start again, reinvent yourself. I use the analogy of a butterfly. I described how I have a butterfly tattoo. And that tattoo is just there to remind me that I'm always growing. I'm always reinventing myself. I'm always transforming. And that's how life should be. Women sometimes feel embarrassed about changing careers, going back to school, starting a new passion. But some of the most meaningful chapters of life begin after the age society says they shouldn't. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you know that we are debunking, we are unlearning what society taught us as young kids, as young women, of what womanhood should look like, of what being a woman should look like. So the comparison trap, that age often becomes a tool for comparison. I mean, some people say she bought a house at 25, she got married at 28. And what about me? What am I doing at 28? What am I doing at 25? She already has children. But this comparison ignores the reality that everyone's journey is different. And women are often made to feel like their value decreases with age, especially in media and beauty culture. So decentering your age means valuing your wisdom, valuing experience, valuing growth. And that freedom can come with ignoring the clock. When you stop measuring life by your age, you take more risks, you become more authentic, you pursue what truly matters. So your life is not behind the schedule, mommy. Your life is not behind the schedule, baby girl. Some people bloom early, some bloom later. Both are valid. The most important thing is becoming who you are meant to be, not meeting a deadline. So decentering age means understanding that your life is not late, delayed, or behind. Your life is simply unfolding in its own time. Number two, the second thing you need to decenter as a woman: decenter men. I should shout. In fact, I feel like I should write this on a t-shirt. Decenter men. As a woman, you need to decenter men. In fact, when I realize that you are a male-centered woman, we won't be friends. As a matter of fact, I will cut you off, because many women grow up believing their life story revolves around being chosen by men, finding a partner, maintaining a relationship. But your life can also be centered around your purpose, your dreams, your growth. You forget about your purpose, your dreams, and your growth. And now, all of a sudden, your world revolves around chasing male validation. Your life revolves around finding the right partner, finding the right man to marry you. The first thing you should do, you should decenter male validation. Women are often taught women are often taught to measure themselves by male approval, how attractive they are, how agreeable they are, how desirable they are. Decentering this means asking, what do I think about myself? I was watching a certain scene in a movie where this lady, they're supposed to go on a date night with her boyfriend. And then she was taking too long to prepare herself. She was like doing her makeup. And the guy was like, you know, I prefer you natural. You look better without your makeup. And the girlie was like, I'm not doing this for you. And that's what men don't understand. We don't do these things for them. So, and if you're a woman, make sure you're not doing this for men. Like when you want to look good, you want to dress up and look good. Don't do it for the man. In fact, we do it for the girlies. Me, when I step out and girls tell me that, oh, your outfit is eating, you look nice. That's what I need. We're doing it for the girlies. Like yesterday during the Zuri Awards Gala, oh my, I got a lot of compliments from my fellow women on my dress code. Like, oh, everyone was like, you look so nice. I love your outfit. You look so nice. And I was like, yeah, this is who I do it for. I do it for my girlies. So decenter male validation as a woman. Decenter the analogy that relationships are the ultimate goal. Society often frames a woman's happiest ending as marriage, partnership, but womanhood can include many other meaningful paths, like building a career, creating art, exploring the world, building community, starting a business. Women are often expected to fix relationships, manage emotions, carry the emotional weight of partnerships. So decentering men means not carrying responsibility for someone else's growth. Also, you need to decenter male opinions on your choices. Women's choices are often debated through the lens of male opinion. How women dress, how women speak, how women express ambition. True freedom comes when decisions are made for yourself, because many women stay in situations that don't serve them because society frames being single as failure. But being alone can also mean independence, clarity, self-discovery. So if you dissent a man, what moves to the center? Your voice, your peace, your creativity, your purpose. So dissentering men doesn't mean men have no place in your life. It simply means they're not the center of it. You are. Number three, the third thing you need to decenter as a woman, decenter shame. Oh, I've said this a lot of times on this podcast. The moment you unlearn shame as a woman, that's the moment that you rise. The society constantly tries to shame women, bro. Shame women around failure, shame around sexuality or identity, shame around not fitting traditional roles. There's a lot of shame that you go through as a woman. Shame around ambition. Shame around ambition. Yeah, we need to decenter shame around ambition. Ambitious women are sometimes labeled as too much, intimidating, difficult, especially if you're a woman who speaks up for yourself. Oh, you're going to be called rebellious. You're going to be called rude. But we need to recognize that for us as women to get to where we are today, there's a woman out there who was called ratchet. There's a woman out there who was called unruly. There's a woman out there who was called disrespectful. So as a woman, I'm extremely aware that the reason I have my rights is because a woman somewhere got up, got mouthy, organized, raged, made herself incredibly inconvenient until things changed for the better for all of us. Which is precisely why I see women who uphold the patriarchy as traitors to all women. So you need to decenter shame as a woman, especially when it comes to ambition. Womanhood can include the courage to pursue big dreams. What? Womanhood can include the courage to pursue big dreams. Another thing you need to decenter as a woman, decenter the idea that womanhood must look one way. Mm-hmm. Clock that. Because there isn't one way to be a woman. A woman can be soft or assertive, traditional or unconventional, nurturing or fiercely independent. So be outrageous, be audacious. I've said this a lot of times on the podcast. The world rewards audacity. So be audacious. Don't dilute yourself to suit other people's insecurities. Don't compress yourself to make a room comfortable. Be unapologetic. Be unconventional and be unbothered. And one person usually say that my presence either makes you feel deeply seen or deeply triggered. So choose carefully. Choose carefully. Another thing you need to decenter as a woman is decenter the pressure to carry everyone. Many women feel responsible for family finances, emotional support, community expectations, especially in African contexts where women carry the burden of the family, where black tax exists. You had to start parenting yourself at an early age. You had to start parenting your siblings. You had to start figuring things on your own at a really young age, carrying everyone on your back. So you need to decenter the pressure to carry everyone, man. You can support others without losing yourself. Remember to put yourself first. You need to put yourself first. And especially firstborn daughters go through this a lot. How are you, my firstborn daughters? My heart always goes out to all firstborn daughters because it's not easy being a firstborn daughter. You carry the entire pressure of the family on your back. You carry the entire burden of your family and your siblings on your back. So you need to decenter the pressure to carry everyone, man. You can't support others without losing yourself. Another thing you need to decenter as a woman is decentering marriage as the ultimate achievement. I mean, do we still do that? Are there women who still do that? Because I'm disappointed. In many cultures, a woman's success is still measured by whether she's married. I love how nowadays women are so vocal. Some women are so vocal about not wanting to get married. And I love how it irritates men. Men are always so mad. I have an episode on marriage, guys. You need to listen to that episode. The episode that went viral on TikTok on how women nowadays don't care, don't give a F about getting married, don't give a F about wanting to have children. Women are now vocal about being child-free. I love that. So you need to decenter marriage as the ultimate achievement because in many cultures, a woman's success is still measured by whether she's married, which sucks. So marriage is definitely not an achievement. Marriage is definitely not an achievement. It's just something you should do when you're ready and when you're sure you want it, but it should not be considered as the ultimate achievement. Because, like I said, society, I blame society. Because society has made us to believe that when you reach a certain age as a woman and you're not married and you're not dating anyone, you're a failure, which is very wrong, which sucks, which is very not okay. Because marriage is definitely not an achievement. Marriage is definitely not an achievement. So, and people will shame you as a woman. People will shame you as a woman not wanting to get married. But I love how our generation doesn't care. Times are changing, like I said. Times are changing. Generations are passing. Generations are changing. And these are things you need to unlearn. Like I said, we need to unlearn because society has placed all this pressure on us. So you need to unlearn that marriage is definitely not an achievement. So decenter marriage as the ultimate achievement. Another thing you need to decenter as a woman is decenter respectability politics. Women are often told, dress a certain way, speak a certain way, behave in ways that protect the family's reputation. But sometimes respectability becomes a cage that limits freedom and self-expression. Be a shameless woman. It all goes back to being a shameless woman. Don't dress to impress other people. Dress to impress yourself, bruh. When you look good, dress so that when you step in front of the mirror, proud of who you see, you're proud of what you see. So decenter respectability politics. Don't dress to be respected by other people. Don't dress to earn people's respect. Dress in a way that pleases you. Dress in a way that makes you happy. Dress, speak in a way that you love, not in a way that you want to be respected or you want to be validated by other people. You want to seek validation from other people. Decenter respectability politics. Another thing you need to decenter as a woman is decentering the fear of taking up space. Because many women are taught to shrink themselves, to speak less, to dream smaller, to avoid appearing too ambitious. But growth requires owning your voice, claiming space in conversations and opportunities. But I love how nowadays women take up space unapologetically. Women nowadays, I love how women have been empowered to the point that we have spaces that are genuinely for women. And honestly, I love being a woman. That's why Women's Day is such a special day for me. And I say that March is one of my favorite months of the year because it's Women's Month. I honestly, this month only, I've got a lot of opportunities because I'm just a woman. Because of just being a woman. Oh, how I love being a woman. Nowadays, women we get, I love how other women have created safe spaces for their fellow women to just rise, to just dream big, to be ambitious, to explore different things, to explore different identities. I love that. I love that. Honestly, it's so just so inspiring seeing women claim space in different fields, like in STEM. Yesterday, I was at the Azuri Awards and I was seeing how women are doing unconventional things. Women are stepping out of their comfort zone. So, decenter the fear of taking up space. Don't shrink yourself to accommodate other people. Long ago, our grandmothers, women used to sacrifice their careers for their men, which sucks. But nowadays, women don't do that. Women don't do that. Especially nowadays, you'll find that it's a woman who is there. Who's the breadwinner of the family? It's so inspiring to see. Honestly, it's so inspiring to see. So, decenter the fear of taking up space. Take up as much space as you need. Speak up for yourself. Be confident. Like I've always said this all the time. Confidence will take you far. Confidence will take you in rooms, in spaces you never thought you would be. So, decenter the fear of taking up space. Another thing you need to decenter as a woman is decentering the need to be nice all the time. And I say nice with quotes. Actually, I've said this on the pod a couple of times. I don't even strive to be a nice woman. Strive to be a kind woman. Because being nice will get you nowhere. Being nice gets you nowhere. And women are often socialized to be agreeable, polite and accommodating, but being constantly nice can come at the cost of authenticity. Yeah, growth means saying no, speaking uncomfortable truths, and setting boundaries. You need to set your boundaries and respect your boundaries. Man, nowadays, we joke about, there's a video saying on TikTok how we were saying how running a strict program will have you having a dry phone, no DMs, no texts, because you run a strict program, because you set and respect your boundaries. And men and other people fear people who set the boundaries. Like this, the people will not come to you with their bullshit once they know you have this, you have certain boundaries. They won't come to you with their bullshit. In fact, they'll check themselves before they even talk to you because they're like, oh, that girl, she don't play. She ran a strict program. And finally, another thing you need to decenter as a woman is decentering silence. Oh, clock that. You need to decenter silence. Women are often taught not to question elders, not to question societal expectations placed on us, not to question systems or traditions. But growth requires asking, why do things work this way? Who benefits from women staying silent? You should actually question a lot of things. And there's actually, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and you are saying how when you start questioning a lot of things, when you start questioning how society works, when you start questioning patriarchy, or you'll go through a certain transformation, a certain reset. Like there's no going back from that. Like your mind just opens up. You become so open-minded. You start questioning a lot of things, how the world works, how colonization affected women and how it affected us, how we're still trying to figure who we are as women, how we're still trying to figure who we are as Africans. So when you start questioning, always ask questions. Be someone who don't settle, never settle. We always say that. Never settle. Ask questions. Why does this work this way? And decentering silence also means learning to negotiate for yourself. You have to speak up for yourself. When you get an opportunity, when you get a work opportunity, you have to learn how to negotiate your worth. Know your worth and make sure you're paid for your worth. You need to decenter silence. Speak up for yourself when something is not working, especially in workplaces. Don't be silent. Your boss is a man, speak up for yourself. Don't be scared that, oh, when I speak up, I'm going to get fired. Especially, hey, by the way, if you don't know this, let me tell you a hack. Men fear women who speak up for themselves. Oh, in fact, they respect women who speak up for themselves. When they learn that you're a woman who doesn't entertain bullshit, you're a woman who will speak up, will ask why, you ask the right questions. Oh, they won't even play about you. They won't play about you. They'll respect you. They'll know your worth, actually. They'll know like, okay, this girl is onto something. This girl knows what she's doing. So dissenter silence. Speak up for yourself in workplaces. Speak up for yourself in family. When it comes to family gatherings, in organizations, ask the right questions. Don't just be silent. Ask the right questions. Ask, why do things work this way? Why is this happening to me? Why is the world working in such a manner? Why? Ask yourself questions. Ask these questions. Ask the right questions. Dissenter silence. Speak up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. And that's what we do on this podcast. We are speakers. We speak up for ourselves. We ask the right questions. I've got a lot of opportunities by just speaking up for myself. By just airing my views. Talking about my emotions freely. I've gotten a lot of opportunities by just speaking up. And I feel like when you speak up for yourself, you not only open those opportunities for yourself, you open those opportunities for others coming behind you. You never know how you speaking up about something, you talking about something, you asking the right questions about something, you never know how that is going to impact the next generation. It's going to impact someone out there. You never know how someone's fate out there or someone's ambition is entirely dependent on how you speak up for yourself, on when you speak up on matters that people are not speaking about, on when you stand up for yourself. So dissenter silence, dissenter silence, dissenter silence, dissenter silence, and become as sovereign as possible. I say this, in this world of today, the best thing you can do to yourself as a woman is become as sovereign as possible. Control your life. Let no one have control over your life. No one has control over your life. Take back your power and stop giving it up. Understand your power and stand in your power. Be the best embodiment of what it is you want. Okay? Yeah. Class dismissed. Class dismissed. Anyway, I hope you've learned a lot from this episode as a woman. And yeah, we need to dissenter a lot of things as women, because the society messed us up as women. The societal expectations placed on us as women can really mess you up. So the older I get and the more I step into my womanhood, I've come to learn that there's a lot of things I need to dissenter as a woman. There's a lot of things I need to dissenter as a woman. And I hope my list really helps you learn a lot about yourself and what you need to dissenter as a woman. So happy International Women's Day to all the women out there. And as we celebrate women today, maybe the real question is not what more can women become, but rather what can women finally let go of? Because sometimes freedom doesn't come from adding more to your life. Sometimes it comes from decentering everything that was never meant to define you. And maybe that's the real lesson of womanhood, not becoming everything the world expected from you, but slowly removing everything that was never truly yours. The timelines, the pressure, the comparisons, the need to be chosen. And when all of that is gone, what remains is something much more powerful. A woman who finally gets to choose herself. Adios.